Have you seen any creative masks lately? I just was pretty excited. My cousin sent me, she's making them for first responders, and then she made some for some family members too. I got a flowery one. It's my first real like fabric one that feels good. My daughter Gabby, she just got a sparkly kind of a planet one. It's like an intergalactic one. It's really cool. I think it'll make it better for her to want to wear it because it's also more comfortable. But over the weekend, did you see that video of it was kind of making the rounds about the lady? I think she's at a gas station. She's wearing a mask with the mouth and the nose cut out a little bit. Like she cut into the fabric or the material a little bit to say, you know, hey, the guy asked her in the video, hey, where'd you get that one? She goes, well, you know, I had to cut it out because it was bothering me. I couldn't breathe. And he's like, oh, yeah, great idea. Great idea, except it defeats the purpose of wearing a mask, as we all could see. But that is out there if you want to check that out. But
it's basically a beard.
Did you see it? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. It's a blue beard.
It's like what is happening? Anyway, the one Mayor Lightfoot is wearing with the Chicago flag on it, it's gotten a lot of attention because it's been everywhere, and you've probably seen it. It's made by a Chicago company right here. And it's called Pride Masks. Chicago company normally makes marching band uniforms, but they pivoted in these times to make and create masks. So let's talk to Alan Spaeth. He is the co-founder of what was formerly known as R&S Marching Arts. Alan, thanks for calling into WGN.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So this was a big pivot for your company because you're doing the marching band in uniform supplies, and that's what you've been doing for how long? How long were you doing that?
Well, I've been doing it for 30 years. I started my own business with my business partner in 2013, so we've had 7 years of building the company to what we are now.
Mm-hmm. And then this happens, and people aren't marching in bands right now, and so you kind of said, hey, what are we going to do? Tell us about how this started.
Yeah, well, we're also flag makers, so we own prideflags.com, and we would do sort of in the off-season of marching bands and things, we were doing flags and floats and things for the pride parades all over the country, and just suddenly when coronavirus hit, everything shut down, all the orders stopped, and we have a sewing department, and we create all our own fabrics, and we thought, well, let's figure out something to do to keep the business running. So we started making masks for the first responders. And originally we started doing the Chicago flag, first responder flags. And then we sent the one over to the mayor, and the rest is sort of history now at this
point.
Yeah.
How about it? I think when people saw that, I saw that your sales suddenly just spiked. I guess people found you and realized you were the company behind it.
Yeah, it's been great. Our biggest thing was trying to get people to want to wear masks because we didn't want people to go out and source the N95 masks that are so important for frontline workers. And that was one of the big reasons we wanted to start making the facial barriers because, you know, studies have found that if everyone is wearing them, the likelihood of catching the virus goes down dramatically.
Mm-hmm. So you're making the one with the Chicago, it's not really a flag, it's sort of reminiscent of the flag, but it says hashtag stay home. That's the one I've seen the mayor making. Are there different versions of that? And do you have a lot of Chicago theme ones or what do you got?
Yeah, well, we started with just Chicago theme flags. The logo that the mayor's wearing is sort of the new City of Chicago graphics that they started a few weeks ago or months ago when Lori Lightfoot took office. So we sort of branded that mask off of that. But we have regular Chicago flags. We have, you know, U.S. flags. We're trying to get, you know, some positive messaging masks out there and try to, you know, keep it so it's not so medically or depressing to look at people having to wear these masks. That was a big part of it. We're partnering currently with Matthew Hoffman of You Are Beautiful to do some masks to also create more positive messaging and try to get more and more people to be comfortable with the facial barriers.
You know, it's a great point because it feels like this is part of the new normal, at least in the near term. I don't know how long it lasts. I'm not sure anybody does, but that it starts becoming reflective of your spirit and you want it I'm sure people will make choices to kind of say things that are maybe positive or just reflect, you know, teams they're interested in, or maybe people match them with their outfits. I don't know what's going to happen, but the You Are Beautiful one sounds like a great idea, just an awesome idea. How many masks per day are you guys making over there, Alan?
You know, we started out, you know, the problem is we need to make a lot more to keep up with demand. But right now we're making about 700 to 800 a day with the 18 staff that we have here. The problem is we have to keep our employees safe. That's our number one mission. So everything has to be 6 feet apart. We have to monitor temperatures and make sure that we have a safe work environment. So, you know, ramping up isn't a very easy prospect, you know, in this time. So right now we're doing the best we can, working split shifts and looking at ways. We're in the 4200 workshop building at 4200 West Diversity, and our landlords have been awesome, and they're allowing us to use extra space in the building to maybe spread out some machines and so we can create more.
That's awesome that you have that relationship or that's working for you. Were you a recipient of the PPP money? Did you get the Payroll Protection Program money? Was that something you even tried for?
Yeah, we tried in the first round, and of course the money ran out right away. We're still in hopefully the second round at this point, you know, and that would be, we know a lot of small businesses are actually having problems getting it. So we're hopeful that in the next round, but our goal, and you know, the short term is to keep everyone working and to safely and get out as much, you know, as many facial barriers to the public. And we're giving them away to first responders that come in uniform every day. We're giving 100 to 200 masks out every day.
Alan, do you think one day you're going to go back to the marching band uniforms, or are you kind of making plans for the future? I mean, what does that look like as you kind of make your future plans as a biz?
Well, honestly, in this day and age right now, we're taking everything day by day. We don't know what the future holds for us. And we don't know, you know, sometimes even what's going to be happening next week. So right now we're just doing what we can.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just sounds like you figured something out, and I'm glad you did, and you're keeping people employed, and your company is, it sounds like it's doing well. How do people find you if they'd like to order masks? And I guess the other question I want to ask is, can you just order one or two, or do you have to order in bulk?
Well, we're doing another thing that's come up is corporate branded masks. Where as companies are going back to work, they're trying to provide their employees with masks that are, you know, company branded. We're doing those as bulk orders. Our internet sales at pridemasks.com are, you can order individually. And again, we put up usually twice or three times a week. We'll put up a drop of masks. We don't want to take orders ahead of time. We tried that in the beginning and we got orders for like 9,000, and it took us 2 weeks to catch up.
Oh, gee.
So, yeah. So, twice a week right now, we're putting up as many masks as, to the public online. We're still doing the first responders. And then, through our website, if you're a small business in Chicago, looking for masks for your employees that are branded with your stuff, there's a way that we can set that up and do that as well. And we're trying to keep it local and help other small businesses that when they bring their employees back can keep them safe.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing your story with us, Alan. Alan Spaeth at Pride Masks. It's pridemasks.com is where you place the order. And good luck. Keep us in touch with keep us in touch on what you're doing, Alan.
Thank you, Anna.
Appreciate it. We're hearing from you, too, on the haircuts. I live in Indiana, 219. Have a hair appointment for the 12th! Because it's opening it up there a little bit.